This is the Mr. Chris MIE Motivational Podcast, and this is episode number one. Let's do this. All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up, go up. Yo, what is up? What is up? How's everybody doing today? Now, some of you are used to hearing me do the Mr. Chris Hip Hop Dance Podcast, but this is a different one. This one is called the MIE Podcast, and that stands for Motivate, Inspire, and Encourage, because that is what this podcast, basically the reason I did this podcast is because when I'm sharing some of the stories in my hip hop teacher training podcast, there's a lot of inspirational stories in those podcasts that I don't necessarily get to talk about in detail. And it's really good stuff. It's really deep content. And I'm like, man, like when I say it and when I go through it, it's like that right there could change some lives, basically. I mean, every time I hear it, it changes mine. So I was like, why don't I start a podcast where it's just about motivating young people, you know what I mean, to greatness, inspiring them to do the impossible, and encouraging them to keep the journey going. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, that's what it's all about. And so all I'm going to do basically with this podcast is share some stories that has meant something to me. And also, you know, some of the students that we have at the dance studio meant something to them as well. And it's just, you know, if you're listening to this podcast and you're looking for some motivation, you are in the right place, because that's all we're going to talk about. Because don't we need a little bit sometimes? Don't we need just that extra person saying you can do it, you mean something, you're special? And let's just go ahead and get into this. So this is episode number one. I'm really, really excited about this podcast. I'm really excited about this new direction, you know, that I'm kind of going in. Been doing a lot of schools where I go in and do like hip hop fitness training. And in that, I'm going to start going in and not only do that, where it's like encouraging the kids, getting them to move, getting their blood going, getting them pumped up and having a good time, but also speaking to them and basically, you know, letting them know that they are great. You know what I mean? And I think our kids need to hear that all over. So that's this podcast is going to be based on. So welcome. Welcome to the first episode. So we're not going to talk about any of the dance stuff that I normally talk about when it comes to technique. Now, of course, dance is my world because I am a dance teacher. And so you're going to hear a lot of stories that kind of tie into that. But, you know, I'm not going to go into the details with certain moves and stuff like that, unless it applies. If it applies and if it motivates you, you never know. It might come out. All right. So the whole vibe of this podcast basically comes from the other day. I was talking to some students at the dance studio, and we just got back from a huge convention that is called the Ash Convention, Artists Simply Human. Great choreographers are on there, great teachers. And normally what happens in these conventions, you know, there's a section up there where they give students scholarships, and they also have classes going on. And then there's a showcase where you basically all of the dances that you choreograph, everything from solos, duets, small groups, large groups, etc. You know, you do that, and it's not a competition, so you don't necessarily win, like, you know, I'm better than this group or this dance was better than that. But the judges give you critiques on there, and these critiques are very important because these judges, like, you know, one of the dudes was on So You Think You Can Dance. Shout out to Rudy. Definitely some great feedback from him, the ballet teachers. I mean, everybody has something good to say. And so my wife and I, the other day, we were going over, you know, we got an email basically said your judge critiques are ready. So my wife was looking at the critiques and listened to what the judge was saying. And so we started talking after that. And one of the things that kind of stuck out was the judge, you know, I choreographed two of the big hip hop numbers that they did. All right. And so one of the things that the judges said was that they want to see. They was like, man, I love what you guys are doing. Y'all are incredible dancers. And then they said, but I want more. Like, I want you to give me more, right? And then another thing that stuck out was they said that I want you to attack this dance number the same way you do when you take class. So basically, when they were in class, like, we trained them from when they were younger just to be a beast in class. Like, so our students love class even more than they love performing. They love taking class. They love new information. They love the vibe and energy in class. And, you know, and right now at the dance studio, like, our dancers are killing it in, like, contemporary and improv and just murdering it, which the contemporary dances that they did, they killed them. But on the hip hop, he was like, oh, I need some more, right? And so I went and sat down with the students and I was like, how am I going to talk to them about giving more in not just hip hop, but in life, right? And so I compared it to, there's two guys in our dance company. One dude is named Michael, the other name is Kenneth. And I talked to them about, I was like, do you remember when Michael and Kenneth came to the studio and they were just street dancers, only did hip hop, never had choreography training, never had training in the studio before, just basically self-taught, you know what I mean? Watched YouTube videos, got dope with the dances. And then, you know, I ran across like Kenneth, his school teacher actually called me and was like, yo, I got this kid. I think he has potential. You know, do you think you can work with him? So I actually went to the school and choreographed a little talent show thing him and his group was in. And then, you know, once my wife found that out, she was like, yo, you have to scholarship him because I think he has great potential. Same thing with Michael. I saw him at a school talent show, went to the school. It's actually going to see my daughter. And I said, who is this kid? He jumped off the stage and he was, you know. And so I talked to his parents afterwards, never had any training, any of that. So they're basically coming into a studio with kids who have been trained since they were 3-4 years old, how to do ballet, tap, jazz, contemporary, trained all their life. And these kids, self-taught dancers, right? And so I was speaking to the group and I said, remember the pressure we put on them to learn something new, to learn your style, something that wasn't comfortable for them. And I was like, and remember how hard we used to go on them when they couldn't remember the choreography. We'd be like, oh, Michael, Kenneth, get it together. What is the problem? You know what I mean? And so everybody was kind of shaking their heads like, yeah, we got you. So I was like, and then they went from that, and they've been with us 4 years now. They went from coming into a new situation, getting new information that they wasn't used to and struggling with it at first. And then when they went to this last convention, even the one before that, professional choreographers, I'm talking about the highest level teachers and trainers, called these two young men out. Not only did they get scholarships, but called them out in contemporary classes, y'all. So I'm talking about not in hip hop, not in what they do naturally, but in the thing that was their biggest struggle. Teachers, I'm talking about Sonya Tyer. She's been on So You Think You Can Dance, one of the coldest contemporary choreographers out there. And she called Kenneth out to do one of her dances by himself. Called him out to improv across the floor by himself in a room full of people who've been doing it forever. And I said, now think about that. Think about how they feel having to do something different and how to overcome the obstacle and get to a new level, a new place. And you know what I mean? Just a whole new area of dance that they weren't used to before. And so I said, think about them. And when I say you have to work hard in hip hop, right, it's something that, like, a lot of my girls not naturally talented in doing hip hop, right? They don't just get up and start popping and waving and locking, right? They have to work at it. I was like, but when you hear the judges say, give me more, give me more, give me more, I was like, it's not just for the sake of doing a better hip hop dance. I was like, but it's a life lesson. I said, because when you leave me, you won't remember all the competitions and conventions we went to. You won't necessarily remember the dances and the songs. Some of you will. I was like, but the thing that will, I was like, say, for instance, I use Kenneth as an example. I said, what if he never did dance again? What if he was like, yo, I don't want to do dance. I'm going to be a doctor. You know what I mean? I'm going to a whole nother area. I said, the thing Kenneth will remember is that I was here when I came in the studio, right? I was at one level. There were some obstacles, there were some challenges, there were some things presented to me that I had to overcome. It kind of knocked me down at first, but then through hard work, through giving it more, through giving that extra in class, right? I overcame that obstacle and I got past it, right? That it was a mountain in front of me. It was big, it was huge, but I got over it. I got through it. And if I did it then, I can do it now. And so that's my word to you listening to this podcast today. Whatever it is, remember this. There's always going to be a place where you are. And there's going to be an obstacle that comes to prevent you to where you want to be. But guess what? You can do it. You know what? I don't think we hear this enough. We need to hear this every day. For all of my young people out there listening to this, you can do it. I don't care what it is, whether you're taking a test in school, right? Whether you're doing an exam, it doesn't matter. You can do it. It's not just going to happen by magic, though. It's going to happen by you realizing that you can overcome this thing and then putting in the work, right? Putting in the work, going hard, and just like the judges said, give them more. There's more in you to give and do it. Even when you think you're at the end, you're like, I can't do no more. This is it. It's too much, right? I'm done right now. I can't do nothing else. But I'm just here to tell you, you can do it. Any obstacle in your way, you can overcome it. That's my word for the week right there. I hope that it motivated you. I hope that it inspires you. And most of all, stay encouraged. Keep doing what you do. Keep following your dreams. And I'm so glad you listened to episode number one. Share this with your friends. Tell everybody about it so they can get it on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. It's the Mr. Chris M.I.E. Motivational Podcast. And every time I get motivated and inspired, I'm going to reach out and share it with you. It's your boy, Mr. Chris Tyler. I'm signing off. Have a blessed day. All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up, go up, go up, go up, go up. Nothing can stop me, I'm all the way up.